A replacement has been chosen in the 87th House District, and that choice is Republican Tim Butler. The Springfield resident has worked for a couple of congressmen, Rodney Davis and Ray LaHood. Now he finds himself in the Illinois General Assembly. And he joins us today. Congratulations, first of all, Tim, for the selection of being chosen for that position.
Well, thank you, Sean. It's certainly a great honor to have been selected, and I'm certainly looking forward to it.
Well, you were picked to fill a vacancy that was created when Rich Brower left the Illinois House. He went to work for the Department of Transportation. You've been involved in government and politics for quite some time. Is this something you always wanted to do, serve in office?
Well, first let me say something about Rich. I mean, Rich has been a wonderful member of the General Assembly. He's a good friend of mine. I've worked very closely with him over the years on a variety of issues. I think he'll be missed in the General Assembly, certainly, but we're excited for him to go to IDOT in his new position, and I look forward to working with him in that position. You know, public service is something that I've done for almost a quarter century now, whether it's working for Congressman LaHood or Congressman Davis. I spent a few years working at St. John's Hospital as well, and in really a community service aspect and things like that. So, but honestly, I haven't been one that's really been out front on really wanting to be in an elective position. I've always enjoyed being behind the scenes. As I tell people, I don't get nearly as many tomatoes thrown at me that way when I'm behind the scenes. But, you know, when this opportunity arose, when Rich expressed his interest in moving into a different position, it's something I thought long and hard about. I discussed with my wife and some of my close friends and decided to throw my hat into it. It's a district that I know well. I know very well from my service, especially with Congressman LaHood. It's an area that we covered every inch of it in the 18th Congressional District back then. I've lived in Lincoln for several years. I've lived in Springfield for many years since then. So I've got connections throughout the whole area. So it's something that I thought would be hopefully a good fit for the district that I'm somebody who knows it well.
This district includes portions of four counties, Sangamon, Menard, Logan, Tazewell counties. Talk about this district a little bit, what you see as some of the key issues and maybe challenges that it faces.
Sure. Well, first of all, it's a largely, outside of Springfield, it's largely a rural district. You've got a lot of agriculture that is a large part of this district, and that's certainly, those are issues that I've worked on in my capacities in the past. Transportation is a large issue. You've got several interstates that run through this. You've got Capital Airport, Abraham Lincoln Capital Airport, that's in this district, and so on. So that's always a big issue. And you've got a large base of state employees in this district. Whether it's Sangamon, Menard, or Logan counties, there's a lot of state employees that work in this district. So, you know, I look forward to looking out for the interests of state employees. It's a big driver of the economy in our area and everything. And so I think the challenges that are faced by state employees right now are a lot of challenges that are going to face this district.
And some of those challenges could be from the Republican governor, Bruce Rauner. He has made it very clear his feelings when it comes to what he sees as state government unions. Some people feel as though he's anti-union. Do you get that feeling with what you've heard from him?
Well, look, I think, you know, I'm personally, obviously, I'm a big supporter of Governor Rauner. I voted for Governor Rauner, and obviously in the general election, I voted for Governor Rauner in the primary. I think he brings a fresh perspective that is certainly needed in Springfield. My top priority, I think, beyond some of these issues I just talked about earlier, really the top priority is we need to get Illinois' fiscal house in order. I don't think anybody denies that our finances are a mess. We have a budget that's, $1.6 billion in the hole going into the current fiscal year and something that's $6 or $7 billion in the hole looking at next year. So I'm excited that the governor has brought a new enthusiasm for tackling these problems. I think he's brought some new ideas, some different ideas, and I look forward to working with him on that. I think he's put a good team in place, and I think we're going to do some good stuff. That being said, I think, you know, nothing's going to – what's been lost here in the last couple weeks since the governor's budget address is that he's not going to do it alone. This is this is kind of his marker out there. And the General Assembly is going to work its will working with the governor. And obviously, when you have a General Assembly that's supermajority Democrats, Speaker Madigan and President Cullerton, along with Leader Durkin and Leader Redonio, are going to have a lot of input as to what the end product is going to be. So I look forward to working with all these folks, but it's not just the governor. We're going to have to work together in the legislature, and obviously the Democrats are going to be a big part of whatever happens.
And we're talking with Tim Butler. He's a Republican named to fill the vacancy in the 87th Illinois House District, replacing the former Republican Representative Rich Brower. You mentioned state budget problems that the state has. Do you have any ideas on what you'd like to see done with the state budget as far as cuts you feel could be made or areas you'd like to see more investment put into?
Well, I think the first thing I need to do is get in there and really wrap my arms around the budget and where are areas that we can look at. You know, I'll be honest, this is something that, I mean, it's relatively new to me. I mean, unless you're in the General Assembly or working on one of those staffs, you probably don't have a great knowledge of the inner workings of the budget itself. But I look forward to diving in, you know, head first and trying to figure that stuff out. I think the first avenue we need to look at is restructuring and, you know, restraining spending where we can. I'm Republican for a reason. I believe in limited government. I think government is good, but government should be limited. Turning to revenue enhancement or taxes should not be the first thing that we look at. I think we need to look at our spending and how we get that in line. But obviously, like I said, I mean, this is going to be a collaborative process with the governor and the leaders in the legislature to get us to a place where hopefully Illinois is going to be on a better financial path than we are currently.
Well, I have to ask, because it is certainly a tough time to enter the legislature. There could be some tough votes that you have to take right off the bat. Did you consider this at all when the opportunity came up, or, it, you know, is this just part of the job?
Well, I think anytime you get into these elected positions, they're big jobs, and you're going to face tough issues. And obviously, given my background working for members of Congress, I think I understand that. I know what I'm getting into. I know this is very well could be a contentious session of the legislature, and that there's going to be some tough issues to face us this spring. But as I've told people, I have friends on both sides of the aisle. I have friends, I have conservative friends, I have liberal friends, I have friends in unions, I have friends in the governor's office. I'm going to have an open door and an open mind, and hopefully relationships that I've built over years are going to help me make my decisions, along with talking to the people of the 87th District. Governor Rauner received almost two-thirds of the vote in the 87th District. He beat Pat Quinn by 32%. So obviously I think the people of the 87th District are looking for change in Springfield to try to get our house in order, and that's hopefully what I'll be working to provide.
I mentioned the time you spent as a congressional aide, but let's talk a little more about your background. You grew up in the Peoria area, and anything else you'd like for people to get that don't know a lot about you?
Sure.
So they could get to know you a little
bit
better.
Yeah, I grew up in Peoria. I'm the baby of seven kids. My parents were small business owners in Peoria. They ran a small manufacturing business that provided hose and couplings to Caterpillar, John Deere, things like that. Graduated from Eastern Illinois University with a degree in political science. After I graduated, I spent about 3.5 years in Washington, D.C., working on Capitol Hill, and then moved back in 1994 to work on Ray LaHood's first campaign. And 20 years later, here I am. So it's certainly been a fulfilling career to this point.
Well, congratulations once again, and good luck to you on the new position.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Sean.
That's Tim Butler. He's a Republican who has been selected to fill the vacancy in the 87th Illinois House District.